And we say good morning to John Murray.
Good morning to you, Justin. Liverpool were crowned UEFA Super Cup champions last night, beating Chelsea 5-4 on penalties after the match finished 2-2 at the end of extra time. Olivier Giroud had put Chelsea ahead in the first half, only for Sadio Mane to draw Liverpool level shortly after the break. Mane then made it 2-1 to Poole in extra time, but a penalty by Jorginho drew the side's level. Tammy Abraham missed Chelsea's fifth penalty in the shootout to give the Reds victory. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp.
It was a big fight tonight, and I didn't know before the game how good it will feel after the game when you win it. But it's brilliant. It's really big. The atmosphere in the stadium was outstanding. It showed us again how big this club is. Wherever we go, our supporters are already there. I don't know exactly how many fans were from Istanbul, but I can only say thank you, Istanbul, because it was just a brilliant atmosphere. We would have loved to bring our weather to Turkey for one day at least, because it was really intense. But now it's done. We came through and we won it. And the boys feel really good. I feel really good, so everything is okay.
And this was the reaction of defeated Chelsea boss Frank Lampard.
Clearly for me, I felt we were the stronger team. Some bad luck at times, and maybe bad finishing for us, which we need to be more clinical on. But my overall feeling from the game is one of pride in the team performance and happiness. And I don't like losing. I'm a terrible loser, and you should be. We are, as Chelsea, we want to win this game. But we were very unfortunate today, and I'm happy with the players. If that's a sign of what we can do this season, then we will get better, then it's a really good sign.
In athletics at the Cork City Sports last night, a swirling strong breeze was not conducive to the efforts of Irish athletes looking to secure a qualifying standard for the World Championships in Qatar next month. Worryingly, Mark English stepped off the track three quarters way through the men's 800 metres and will now be looking towards the Diamond League meeting in Birmingham on Saturday to secure a qualifying time for Qatar. Leon Reid finished third in a quality international field in the men's 200 metres. Phil Healy finished fourth in the women's 100 in 11:49 and fourth in the 200 in 23:40. The Cork woman has her qualification secured for the World Championships, and it's all about racing into form as she continues her comeback from a broken bone in her foot, which she sustained last April. One outstanding performance on the night was world champion Luvo Manyonga of South Africa, winning the long jump in an Irish all-comers record of 8 metres 20 centimetres, while an exciting men's mile was won on the line by American Robert Dominic in 3 minutes 58 8.91 seconds, with Ireland's Andrew Coscarin in seventh place. Sam Bennett goes into today's fourth stage of the Bing Bang Tour in Belgium and the Netherlands with three consecutive stage wins under his belt, the first person to achieve this milestone in the history of the race. He leads general classification by 20 seconds. The Bing Bang Tour is a seven-stage event which ends on Sunday. In golf, Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry and Gray McDowell all compete in the BMW Championship at Medina, which gets underway later today, while Padraig Harrington, Paul Dunne and Gavin Moynihan teed up in the Czech Masters. Disappointment for Mallow's James Sugrue at the US Amateur Championship at Pinehurst No. 2. He was beaten 5-4 by Alex Fitzpatrick in the first round of the match play stage. There's racing today at Leopardstown. It gets underway at 4:50 and at Tramore, where the first is off at 5:15. For sports news updates during the day, you can check out the RTE News Now app and rte.ie, Paul.